This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So as North Texas families shift into that back-to-school mode, the spotlight is usually on the kids. But what about the parents? You know, we've got to deal with jam-packed schedules and safety concerns and just the pressure of running everything so smoothly. No wonder that this time of year can be super stressful for the adults. On today's Ask the Expert, we have Dr. Olivia Hopkins. She joins us here in the KRLD Zoom room. She's a licensed clinical social worker and the director of the clinical services at Texas Health Behavioral Health in Dallas, here to help parents recognize the signs of stress and share tips on how to protect their mental health during the school year transition. Dr. Hopkins, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and letting me be here with you guys to talk about this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we were talking about kids' sleep schedules and getting them back into a routine. But what about the parents? You know, the back to school stressors are huge. What are parents facing right now?
I mean, there are so many things that can really impact parent stress when it comes to back to school. We've got to deal with costs of going back to school. We're talking about buying school uniforms, buying school supplies. Maybe there's tuition fees involved with that. So on top of that cost, then you just have to worry about what's it going to look like when it comes to additional child care, right? Because sometimes some of our older kids are helping babysit and now they're going to school. And so now we got to look up different ideas for child care. So that cost can be a really big, heavy driver for all the anxiety. And then like work-life balance, like you said, you mentioned, the parents are the ones that are managing the schedules for these kiddos. So, you know, having to figure out the new schedule for their after-school activities that are now going to be back up with everyone being cheerleading, soccer, whatever it may be that they're doing, you know, transportation, getting to school, getting to the activities. This is now going to impact, you know, the parents' schedule, especially for work, right? You have that time, you're going to have to worry about it. And now you got to figure out, okay, how am I going to drop you off and make it to my 9 a.m. meeting on time? So it's a lot to have to navigate. And then, of course, you have academic concerns. Maybe dealing with children who have any type of learning disability can be really difficult for parents, right? And now we're going back into a stressful time frame for them. And all those learning disabilities can really impact a child's just confidence, their own mental health and how they're feeling. And so that's really anxious for families. And then navigating the school system when it comes to all the resources and doing their, you know, meeting with the teachers and things like that. There can just be a lot of those academic concerns, not to talk about the social interactions when it comes to bullies and peer-to-peer interactions, and where, you know, you can't be there with your kiddo and make sure they're making the right choices and saying, hey, yeah, you know, say no to that or say yes to that. And so that lack of being able to be there and support them, and as well as just any general safety concerns where maybe they're going to a new school. So what does that building look like? Where are the exits and things like that? Things that help the parents feel more comfortable when it comes to knowing, when it comes to emergency situations, what their kid is going to do. And then also just lack of trust in sometimes our school administration and teachers and things, especially when we don't have a relationship with that teacher, it's a brand new teacher, or maybe this is one that the parent has not really reached out yet to have a relationship, or that teacher's not responding. So now those poor relationships can also really amp up the concerns for safety and just in general, just sort of the anxiety for that return back to school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You know, both kids and the parents are going to have to get used to that alarm going off earlier now, getting back to those school hours. And, you know, some students, I remember there was an elective that I had to take where I had to be at school at 7:15 in the morning when I was in high school. I mean, we think we have to be at work at 9 or be at work at 8, but some students have to be there at 7. How do the parents talk to their kids and maybe even talk to themselves about, hey, we're going to have to get used to this?
I think sometimes it's also about starting the routine early, right? We're talking about we're going to be waking back up at 7 a.m. And before we were so used to staying up until, you know, midnight or 10 p.m. So taking the time to say, hey, you know, school is starting in a week or two. We're going to be on a new schedule. So let's start that earlier, right? Let's start practicing going to bed on an earlier time frame and starting to wake up a little bit earlier as well to help with that switch. And so that way, especially at 7:15 a.m., like our band kids and sports kids, right, they're really up and active. So one of my biggest advice would be start your schedule a little bit earlier than just the day of school starting.
You know, for the parents that might be experiencing some burnout and they are just super stressed with trying to deal with it, especially single parents that are having to take on the full load of parenting and taking care of maybe multiple children that are going back to school. What advice would you give to them when they feel maybe guilty for taking time for themselves during this season? And what does that time for yourself even look like? How do they even put that in the schedule and not be stressed out about making that another appointment?
Yeah, first off, practice self-compassion. I feel like sometimes we are so mean to ourselves. And I think if we let our brain, sometimes our brain just goes off into its own little tangent and brings up all the negative thoughts. And that's not necessarily the good ones that we want to think about. So we really have to practice self-compassion, being kind to ourselves, especially whenever we do have a mistake, taking the time to say, hey, these mistakes are really learning opportunities for me, and figure out what caused it, how can we be different from it. And so that way it's motivating you for the next challenge that may be coming your way. But also self-care is so important. Tell my patients all the time, if you are not taking care of yourself, how are you going to take care of other people? Not even my patients. I tell the therapists that report to me that, like, if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of our clients and our patients? Self-care is so important. You know, schedule, what are some hobbies you really enjoy doing? Schedule some time for that in your schedule. Give yourself an hour to, you know, go read your book. And even if you can't give yourself an hour, can you shave off 30 minutes or 15 minutes here and there to take a moment to step outside and just, you know, breathe in the fresh air and look at the grass, you know? Schedule, even if you're only giving yourself 5 to 10 minutes here and there, it's better than nothing at all. So giving yourself some time for that self-care will motivate you and help you get everything else that you're like, I need to get done without feeling like I'm please don't talk to me anymore. I just need to like hide somewhere.
Dr. Hopkins, as you know, when the school season gets back underway, we have the threat of more tragedies happening in our schools nationwide. Parents have to talk to their kids about school safety. How difficult is the approach for parents to address that situation?
I think it's difficult in general. No one wants to have to think about the chances of some of these major events happening to their kid or in a school in their area. So I think it's not only difficult for the parents, but I think it's also difficult for the students as well. You know, a lot of students do have anxiety when it comes to feeling safe in their schools. But this is also why it's so important for parents to have this conversation with their kids to help them feel, help the kids also feel comfortable with going back to school and feeling safe in school. Creating, you know, this is where we're going to meet up if anything ever happens. You know, this is who you reach out to and call if something happens, right? We have, maybe we have code words that say, hey, this is who's supposed to pick you up. If they don't give you this code word, don't get into a car with them. So that way we can make sure they're being safe. But the more things as well that we can start to plan for, I could say anxiety loves plans. It loves backup plans. It loves to know that if something goes awry, I know where I'm going to go to next. So start creating those kind of plans and things. So that way, you know, if a huge scenario does happen, something major happens, you know, your kiddo knows what to do, what steps to take, and you feel comfortable as well with being able to figure out how to get in contact with your kid.
Lastly, for me, just, you know, if parents do get overwhelmed, where can they turn to for support?
Yeah, I definitely say if you're getting overwhelmed, reach out. Let's get some therapy. You know, it doesn't have to be everything is falling apart before you reach out and get the therapy. At Texas Health Resources in Dallas, we offer free assessments. So if you're just feeling stressed, you can come in, get a free assessment. And in that free assessment, we'll figure out, you know, what are some resources that are going to be really helpful for you? And we'll give you THR resources, we'll give you non-THR resources, and we'll make sure that it's something that you're able to access because there's so many resources out there. You can call our behavior health line at 682-236-6023. People are answering that phone until 11 p.m. at night. So that way we can help you figure out where you can find therapy or what other resources you may need.
That is Dr. Olivia Hopkins with us here on KRLD. She's with the Texas Health Behavioral Health in Dallas. Thanks so much for the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.